is God's Covenant Church, the Church of God established in Jesus' name. Thanking God for another Sabbath day in the School of Wisdom. So glad to be here today. Always having a good time on God's holy Sabbath day. Being with the people of God. Thinking on His Word, what He says, keep therefore and do them, for this is your wisdom and your understanding. And God's people are wise and an understanding people. And I'm so glad to be living for the Almighty God. And at this time, I present unto you our great pastor, and he's a great teacher, Perry Boyd.
Thank you, Elder Phillips, to the elders, missionary deacons, all the saints, all that hear my voice. We do greet you in the name of Jesus, another Sabbath day. Glad for our anointing that's going on, Moses and all the prophets, our great Bishop Barfield, our great Bishop Philip, and our great Bishop Dorothy, for the stand they took in holiness. We're continuing steadfast in the prophets and the apostles' doctrine. I'm going to talk to you today about faults. Not having fault before God. And I want to touch on another slight point. Before we get into that, the choir is going to sing Blameless.
Yeah.
that's some good singing, and that's some good playing, because it's in the spirit. And what's more important is God's music sang by God's people. And if you're a commandment keeper, wherever you might be, keeping the laws of God, you are God's people. You're Israel. You are Jews. We're Israelites. We are ones that have been washed in his blood. I know that some don't like to hear about these commandments. They want to hear you talking about the cross. And the blood, those are key words. When you mention those, you're in like Flynn. Thank God, another Sabbath day. I enjoyed that number by the choir. We're going to have a poem by our sister Tatum. Thank God. Sister Tatum, we thank God for her. Our elder Miles will be accompanying her. Thank God.
God is everything we need. He's hope when there's nothing to hope for. He's a friend when there's great despair. He's strength in a time of weakness. He's there when you need a prayer. He's peace in a time of trouble. He's comfort in a time of pain. He's joy in a time of sorrow. In a drought, he's much needed rain. He's safety in a time of danger. He's security in a time of peace. He's light in a time of darkness. His presence is always near. He's never late when you need him. He's always there on time. And he's everything we'll ever need to give us a peace of mind.
Isn't that beautiful? Thank God. Short, sweet, our announcements. Deacon.
You can visit us anytime for our broadcast messages at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Write and mail us at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061. Or call us anytime at area code 323-754-8302. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org. Also, you can subscribe to our podcast at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Now the pastor.
Thank you, Deacon. Another Sabbath day. Glad to be with you. I haven't checked the numbers on our podcast and our online services. Might be one or two hits there. That's fine. But I do know this. Straight is the gate. And narrow is the way that lead to life.
Yes, yes.
And here's the most important thing to know. Few there be that find it. Isn't that beautiful? Few. Why is there few that find it? Because the kingdom of heaven is like a treasure hidden in a field. Now the scripture says the field is the world. And if God's church is hidden in the world, that's why only a few find it. It's hidden. But when you do find it, you sell out all that you have to buy this field. Because there's treasures there. And only God knows if you are willing to sell out. Because if you are, God's going to let you find it. Now, once you find it, here comes your adversary to try to hinder your mindset to sell out all. And before you can sell out all, you're going to have a warfare. But God said this, I will not put on you any more than you're able to bear. And God says with the temptations, he'll make a way of escape. So you can bear it. And by bearing it, in the process of bearing it, we're being made. in his image.
Make God beautiful.
Without fault. Isn't that beautiful? That's what this is all about. Without fault before him. Revelation, let's go there. Revelations 14. I know so many of when they get into Revelation, they get out charts. You don't need charts for this today. But you do need an open mind. You do need a mind of belief. You'll catch the vision. And you won't need to draw pictures. We're not going to be no pictures of beasts today. If you want to see a beast, look in the mirror. If you're not saved. And if you are a commandment keeper, if you're saved, you're holy, look in the mirror. You ain't going to find no beast. You should see his image. Isn't that beautiful? But he said, when I look in the mirror, I don't see no beast. But I do. If you're not a commandment keeper, your eyes need be circumcised so that you can see. The Lord said, bless your eyes for they see. Revelation 14 and 1, Deacon.
And I looked, and lo, a lamb stood on the Mount Zion, and with him 144,000, mm-hmm. having his father's name written in their foreheads.
Having the father's name written in their foreheads. The fourth verse says what?
These are they which were not defiled with women.
Isn't that beautiful? Not defiled with women. That means they have no fault. Not defiled. What?
For they are virgins.
Mm-hmm.
These are they.
Well, wait a minute. If you're a virgin, that means naturally so there's no fault from man. And these virgins, there's no fault in them. They haven't had a fault against the husband, God. What?
These are they which follow the Lamb whithersoever he goes.
Wherever the word, whatever the spirit, wherever the commandments, wherever knowledge takes us, we go. Maybe we should have sang firstborn, whithersoever he goeth. I thought about that afterwards. But wherever the Lamb, wherever the spirit takes us, we follow. Isn't that beautiful? What?
These were redeemed from among men.
Now, these don't have the flesh holding them back. Redeemed from among men mean they left mother, father, sister, brother, all ties, and start following the Lamb. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Redeemed from among men what?
Being the first fruits unto God.
What?
And to the Lamb.
So much of the church world want to say, well, it's the cross, it's the blood. Do you believe in Jesus? Just because we mentioned the commandments. But God said, the Lord said, he that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me, and I will manifest myself unto them, and so will the Father.
Yes.
God will manifest himself. He said, we will come unto you.
Yes.
So it's not just about the Son, it's about his word.
Yes.
It's about God.
Yes.
Because our first fruits are unto God, mm-hmm. and unto the Lamb. Mm-hmm. Read.
And in their mouth was found no guile.
All right, what?
For they are without fault before the throne.
Without
of God.
Fault before the throne. Now, what is that but perfection?
Right.
So, well, now you're talking, now there you go again. Well, everything is talking about the same thing. It's just looking another way.
Yes, right.
No fault. In other words, I believe that's what the Lord said. He's coming and calling for a church without spot or wrinkle. Is that without fault?
Yes.
So every witness points right back to what God said we believe in. And yet people said, we've been washed in the blood. How can you be washed in the blood and you got all these spots on you? So I've been washed in the blood. Ain't nobody perfect. Well, you ain't been washed then. You ain't really cleaned up. And they got something to say, I've been worried. And it sounds like they've been through the ringer when they say that. I've been worried. And don't have no cleanliness about them. Say, but I don't believe nobody can live perfect without saying, then you ain't been worried. Read the first verse again. What does that say?
And I looked, and lo, a lamb stood on the Mount Zion.
What?
And with him, 140 and 4,000.
Now, a carnal mind say, ain't going to be but 144,000 there. What God is saying is there's a number with him in the mount. That's all God is saying. He could have, you know why he couldn't say 1, 2, or 5 million? You know why he couldn't say that? Because this number ain't no end to it. He's just letting you know there is a certain number going to be with me in the mount. He just chose 144,000, which is true. But it don't mean that's the exact number, ain't no more. Because 144,000, there's no end to that number. And 140 and 4,000 having his what?
Father's name written in their forehead.
Now, what you think is in your forehead? What's in your forehead is your brain.
Yes. Right.
What's in your forehead is your heart.
Yes.
That's what our sister from Boston say, heart. It's not that heart that's pumping that blood. This heart pumps your spirit,
right.
Your soul.
Yes.
Revelations 19
yes.
and 12.
All right. Beautiful.
If you don't have this name written in your forehead, in your mind, you are not going to ever be in the mount.
Right.
But if it's written in your heart now, we're in the mount right now. We're in part of that 144,000. Because that name is in our heart.
Yes.
All right. And guess what? This name ain't Jesus either.
Go ahead, Pastor.
What does 19 and 12 say? Revelation.
His eyes were as a flame of fire.
Now you know that's nobody but God. His eyes were as a flame of fire.
And on his head were many crowns.
Who has any more crowns than God or the Lord?
Right.
Same thing. Jesus, you can say that. No one has any more crowns on his head than Jesus. What?
And he had a name written that no man knew but he himself.
Now no man knew this name but he himself. That name was called Jesus.
Right.
Nobody knew it. And God came to Mary and said, thou shalt call his name Jesus. Nobody knew that.
Right.
And there was a man that came to him. His name was Gabriel. But no man knew this but God. So Gabriel must have been God. We don't get don't text and say, now I know y'all going crazy. That was an angel of God. That wasn't God. Okay. But the point is, the name we're talking about is not Jesus. What does the next verse say?
And he was clothed with a vesture dipped in blood.
What?
And his name is called the Word of God.
If God's word is not in your mind, in your heart, you're not in the mount. And the problem with that is, the reason why it's not in their heart, because every time we mention his name, everybody said them laws of God was done away with. Because the word is the commandments. 1 John 2 and 7. And ain't many people got it in their heart. They got it on a mantle now. They have it on a little plaque. Said, you got to take them out. I said, yeah, that's the golden rule. Well, you know, it's about the blood now. Well, the commandments is the blood, because the commandments is the word. The word is God, and the word is the blood. The word is what washes you. The blood is what washes you. God is what washes you. The law washes you. Commandments washes you. Righteousness washes you. Isn't that beautiful? It's all the same. And then they turn around and the next breath and say, he's everything to me. Why come you ain't the commandments? Yeah, he's everything to me. He's my lawyer. He's everything. Why come you ain't the commandments? Because that's what the scripture says. He's everything. That's more than something. 1 John 2 and 7, what does it say?
Brethren, I write no new commandment.
Now, everybody listen real good. Brethren, I write no new commandment unto you. What?
But an old commandment which ye had from the beginning.
What?
The old commandment is the word.
The old commandment is the word. So if in the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, the word was God, the old commandment is God.
Yes.
That ain't hard to figure that out. One and one is two. If you add one of that, it's three. Right?
Yes.
If the old commandment is the word, which you've heard from the beginning, the scripture says, in the beginning, God
yes.
created, that means God is the commandment.
Yes.
Go ahead.
In the beginning, God created heaven and earth, the word was speaking. I write no new commandment unto you, but an old commandment you heard, what?
From the beginning.
The only thing I heard from the beginning was God.
God.
in the beginning, God. Now remember, everybody, y'all know that song. He's everything to me. He's that too. He's the commandment. I know how to sing it. Come rain or shine. I know how to sing that. This is a teaching lesson today. I know, but I'm not going to sing now.
The old commandment is the word.
The old commandment is
the word.
The word what?
Which ye have heard from the beginning.
Now, in their forehead, his name was written. If you don't have the commandments in your heart, in your soul, in your spirit, in your mind, you're not in the mount, because that's where you get it from.
Right.
Let's go to Psalms 147 and 19. All these preachers out there said, I'm preaching the word. And then they had these old jackleg preachers. Preach, preacher. Preach God to the people. I said, I'm preaching God. I'm preaching commandment. No, don't preach them. Preach God to the people. Preach about the cross. I'm preaching the cross. He's called Furman. One, if anybody come to your facility tomorrow, teach the people. And you preaching the commandment. His name is Furman. Okay? Psalms 147 and 19. What does it say?
He showeth his word unto Jacob.
Now, wait a minute. If God's word is so easily recognized, why you got to show it to you?
Right.
It's more than just looking at it. It's got to be revealed. That's what showing it. Otherwise, God got to show you what it means. He showeth his word unto Jacob. Jacob is Israel.
Yes.
Jacob is the people that God changed their name to Israel. Jacob is God's people. And once he called Jacob Israel, guess who that covered? It went right back and covered Adam.
Yes.
All the way. Because Adam didn't know his name was Israel.
Right.
Neither did Noah.
Right.
They didn't know that.
Beautiful.
But when he gave Jacob the name, it covered Isaac, his father.
Yes.
Abraham. Abraham became Israel. Abraham was named after Jacob. And all before.
Beautiful.
And all after. That beautiful?
Yes.
Now God gave Jacob that honor. That beautiful? In fact, we have a sister that her name is Copengazer. I didn't know her name was Copengazer until a certain point. But she's a Prisma.
All right.
A Prisma.
Anatori.
And then I found her name is Copengazer too.
That's right.
So we didn't know her name was Israel.
All right.
Neither did Isaac and Abraham until Jacob came along.
Right.
Change your name
right.
to
beautiful.
Israel.
Yeah.
And it covered Isaac.
Beautiful.
Now, Copengazer got a new name. It's Copengazer Laudatory Israel. Isn't that beautiful? I have a new name. It's not just Boyd. It's Boyd Israel. Jacob said, let my name be named on them. And it is. So what? Say, what tribe are you from? I don't care what tribe. I'm in the family. So you from the tribe of Benjamin. So I don't know. I know one thing. I don't know Kunta, and I didn't know Benjamin. All I know, I'm in the family. And I don't know anything about Kunta being in this family. This family, if Kunta's in it, he had to be born again too, just like me. I don't know anything about Kunta. They don't ask me about this. I want to know your history. I don't want to know it. And I don't go to Ancestry.com trying to find people. I found all the people I need in the scripture. That's the people that count.
All right.
That beautiful? And these people aren't natural. They're spiritual. Isn't that beautiful?
Beautiful.
Read.
He showeth his word unto Jacob.
What?
His statutes and his judgments unto Israel.
What?
He hath not dealt so with any nation.
Now, there's no other nation have God dealt that with to reveal that knowledge to unless you are his people.
Yes.
He haven't. I believe that.
Yes.
He haven't dealt so with any other nation. What?
And as for his judgments, they have not known them.
Wait a minute. Who don't? How many people in this world have a plaque of the Ten Commandments? Ten Commandments is just about every courthouse in the States. But he said they have not known them. They ain't known what that means. All they see is the natural side of it. And they don't understand that. But you say, oh, well, we know that was back then. We know it now. You make the scripture a liar. God said, they have not known my judgments. These judgments have to be made known and show you. When he came with the scribes and Pharisees, they didn't know who he was. They had him. But they said, who are you? Tell us plainly. He said, I told you. He said, why do you understand my speech? We'll get there.
Beautiful, Pastor.
19th verse, read it again.
He showeth his word unto Jacob, his statutes and judgments unto Israel.
Isn't that beautiful? Yeah. Revelation 19 and 12. Let's read that again. So it's got to be revealed to you, his word. Wait a minute. That's what the name was written.
Yes.
On their foreheads.
Thank God.
All 144,000 mean there's a certain number.
Yes.
Isn't that a certain number?
Yes.
144,000, that's a certain number.
Yes. Yes.
It's a certain number that's in the amount too.
Yes.
That's all it means.
Yes.
A certain number of people.
Yes.
And if you're not in that number, you're not in the amount. That's all it means. Don't literally mean 144,000. It just means it's a certain number in the mount.
His eyes were as a flame of fire.
What?
And on his head were many crowns.
What?
And he had a name written that no man knew but he himself.
What?
And he was clothed with a vesture dipped in blood. And his name is called the Word of God.
It's about God's Word.
Yes.
Name is called the Word of God. Now, let's go to 1 Corinthians 2 and 9. I want to show you, and this is the other point I was making concerning the fault. And yet, to be in this mount, you cannot have any fault. And when you're striving with all that is within you, this day, lawfully, there's no fault. If a fault comes, remove that fault. Make it right. And your light is still shining.
Beautiful.
You've gotten rid of a spot or wrinkle.
Beautiful.
1 Corinthians 2 and 9, what does it say?
But as it is written, eye hath not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him.
He said, if you love me, keep my commandments. These commandments, the natural eye can't see it. The spiritual eye hath seen it, and that's why you have to be up under the one that's teaching it to you so you can begin to look through a spiritual eye, which comes through knowledge of the scripture. So you don't see it natural, you see it spiritually so. That's why I said be taught of his word. You got to be taught what the gods mean, what these gods are, what making graven images are. You got to be taught what honor means and not just a natural honor. What it means, your actions, how it shows honor. You got to be taught that so you don't go that way. It's just you don't read it and get the knowledge. So I can read that. I know what that. So why every time we come, you just talk about this? I know what they say. You don't. It's got to be revealed, and it's revealed through teaching. The natural eye, haven't seen or heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love. God prepared this for his people that love him, that will keep his commandments. Read.
But God hath revealed them unto us by his Spirit.
How plain is that? You cannot get the understanding except the Spirit give it to you. And the Spirit will give it to you through a body, not just you. I got the Spirit of God now. It's got to be taught through the Spirit. If you don't believe, you'll never see it. But it's taught through a Spirit. If you don't believe it, you won't get it. Isn't that beautiful? Reveal them unto us by his Spirit. What?
For the Spirit searches all things. Yea, the deep things.
There's deep things in God that everybody can't handle. It's deep. The Lord began to speak deep things, and guess what happened? Many turned and walked away. Because I don't accept that. They couldn't accept it. Why everybody? That's what it says. Y'all remember that song, Wade in the Water?
Yes.
Who did that, Hawkins? Wade in the Water. Hawkins Singers? Wait in the water. Well, guess what God said? Launch out into the deep. That's what God said. Yeah. But see, the carnal said, let's just wade. Let's not get too deep here. But God said, no, you launch out into the deep. That's what God said. Yeah, beautiful. Yeah, the deep things of God. You know, wait to get my foot a little wet here. No, that's that. No, God just said, nah, get out there and get submerged. Be submerged, be baptized in the word. Launch out into the deep. Isn't that beautiful? Read the 14th verse.
But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God.
So if a mind is carnal, that means you're not believing and not receiving God's anointing. You can't receive the things they have. Yes. Because you're acting out of a carnal and a natural mind. Yes. What's a carnal? What's a natural mind? Sister Regina, you stop going to the doctor. I'm going to stop. That's a spiritual mind. That's believing. But I said, you stop going to say, oh, Pastor, I can't do that. Maybe about 6 months, Pastor, let's see how I'm doing. Well, Pastor, what about? I ain't supposed to take no medication. You don't want me to get no more, any more transfusion? No, by faith. Ooh, Pastor. I don't know if I can do that, Pastor. And you find something and say, you know what, Pastor, if I do, you're going to cut my benefits off. Find something. If God gave that to me and you did that, I would say, that's what a carnal mind is. Carnal mind, back up. Sister, you need to do so and so and so. You need to start taking some medication. And you go to the doctor and say, I said, why are you here? You said, well, I was told I need something. That ain't believing. Say, I need to get medication. That's the one believe. It's like you say, well, now we not honoring these holidays. Your child called, he said, well, the church ain't honoring these days anymore. That's the teaching now. Guess what I know? They ain't in your heart. Because when it's in your heart, it's a part of you. You ain't saying that's their gospel. It's just my gospel. Right?
You can visit us anytime for our broadcast messages at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Write and mail us at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061. Or call us anytime at area code 323-754-8302. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org. Also, you can subscribe to our podcast at www.godscovenantchurch.org.